My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Just so you know, me and this guy, we spooned last night. Okay.
I can't believe I wasted years of my life on that idiot clown.
Oh, boo fucking who? I spent 10 years in a dog park. Come talk to me after St. Bernard shits on your face!
You could get hurt doing that, doctor.
Oh, don't be silly. He's perfectly tame.
They're all tame until they take a chunk out of you.
And now I've met you, and you're going in the book. Except, I'm afraid I must file you under chicken shit.
You got a stupid S on your chest, in case we could forget who you are.
It's my people's symbol for hope.
Hope starts with an H, stupid.
Hey, Benny! Looks to me like you're on the wrong side of the river!
Listening to Comic Can Koozie, your weekly podcast for all your geeky garbage, kitschy comedy, and nerdy news. I'm Cole. I can't hear myself at all.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Taylor.
Yeah, there we go.
So it was way too loud at first, and then it was completely muted.
No, not at all.
Our listener is going to think, like, this sounds great.
Yeah, you guys are going to be like, wow, how did they do that? Wow.
Speaking of listeners, Molly listened to her first episode of Comic Can Koozie ever last week.
Okay, and?
She has some notes.
Okay, I'd love to hear them.
She liked the entire episode until Taylor started talking about the purple dildo butt, the rainbow dildo butt monkey.
What? And I thought that was a highlight.
And she's like, why is he laughing so hard? I was like, I don't know. He already watched the clip before.
Well, got
me
the
and
giggles.
Adam never saw the clip, and we weren't laughing, but Taylor was beat red.
It was like, anticipation.
It's the anticipation, and it was also just how Alex thinks that is what the downfall of America is this one guy dressed up as a rainbow dildo butt monkey, and they got to sit on his penis. Cole, that's what's wrong with America.
Yeah, otherwise she really liked the episode. The reason we started, she wanted to listen to one was
she heard about.
I was showing her like stupid YouTube videos,
yeah,
that I thought were funny, and she's like, "How do you find this shit?" I was like, "I don't know, like friends tell me about it, and I watch it, or like it pops up in a news feed, and yeah. I watch it, or I just accidentally stumble on it." Because sometimes my friends make these videos too. She's like, "What are you talking about?" And I was like, "Well, here, check this out." And I showed her a video that Taylor did a few years back called "The Van," yeah, where it's just him showing off his piece of shit van.
Yeah,
and like he's playing a character, like, I don't know, a Canadian or something.
Probably someone from North Dakota. Come on.
He was talking about how sometimes he would go out to the van to watch videos because his wife won't let him watch those kinds of videos in the house anymore. So he's talking about jerking off in the van, right? And she's laughing. She thought it was funny. And she's like, "Did he make any more videos?" I was like, "Well, there's this one, but it's not really a video. It was a clip from very early on in the podcast, like maybe like 6 months in.
Yeah.
Maybe a year in. And he was trying to get me, well, he got me and Elijah to do a blind taste test. It was Fresca versus Squirt." Mm-hmm. And he was so pro Fresca.
He was so refreshing.
Like, "Oh, it's so much better than Squirt.
Stand your ground."
And so
I will.
So Elijah and I did the blind taste test, and we both knew what they were. Like it was a blind taste test, but I knew automatically which one was Squirt, and Elijah knew it automatically which one was Fresca. Then Taylor did it and he couldn't tell. And he said that the better one, he's like, "Oh, this is the better one, and this is Fresco." I'm like, "That's Squirt, dude." And so she listened to that, and she's like, "What was that from?" I was like, well, that was part of our podcast. She's like, how long ago was that?
You guys have a podcast?
You do a podcast.
She's like, how long ago was that? I was like, that was about 4.5 years ago. She's like, what's the newest one sound like? So she wanted to listen to the newest one.
Well, you know, it's good that I felt like the newest one was actually a decent one.
Yeah, it was.
I thought the last three were pretty good, but yeah. I'm glad she didn't listen to the one two back because she might have gotten mad. Because we were talking about some shit, and I'm going to talk about some other shit, which I think. So this is my first story here.
And next week, Cole will be single.
Next week, I will be in the doghouse.
All right.
So about 2 weeks back, she came over. Week and a half back, she came over, and we did some naughty stuff. Right, and then she...
go on.
Yeah, elaborate.
Then she left, but she left her underwear there, and I kept on trying to give them back to her. And she kept on, like, she'd come over, and I'd be like, hey, here's your underwear, take them home with you. She wouldn't. And
She kept forgetting.
Take a claim of your place.
She kept forgetting, so I was like, you know, if you don't take these with you, I'm going to fucking frame them and put them up on the wall. And she goes, no, you're not. And so I did. And I took a picture of it, and then I took it down. I wasn't going to leave it there, but I went over to her place later, and I was like, hey, check out my new picture that I got on the wall. And
oh,
I
those
showed
are great. Nice tidy whities.
No. And I showed her. She's like, I can't believe you did that. So
well,
I took them down right away, but I had to put it up there to take the picture.
It's a warning.
To take the picture, just to kind of piss her off a little bit.
I think I might leave my underwear over at Cole sometimes and see what happens.
See if they wind up in a frame.
I'm going to frame these. It'll be awesome.
I'll write at the bottom of the frame, world's dirtiest underwear.
Why would you hang these up in your house?
Oh, jeez.
These things are blue and there's still brown streaks in them.
This frame smells.
Oh, it's awful.
What the hell?
You could have washed them at least.
Why are there so many flies in this room?
The world's dirtiest underwear.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Oh, well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Artwork, modern.
That was actually quite modern, Cole. I think you should have left it up.
I think so, too.
I should have, but I didn't.
Cool.
Awesome.
Well, speaking of significant others, I was in Sioux City, Iowa.
Yeah.
And we drove back today. I'm a little tired.
How long of a drive is that?
It's a long drive.
Like 12 hours?
No, it's like 7.5.
Well, you must have sped.
No, I think we made it in maybe 7. Maybe we shaved off a half hour.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it was an all right trip. I'm really pissed at my brother, though, because... He, the entire time he lived there, he talked about what a shithole Sioux City was. And well, I figured, well, fuck, if I'm going down, I don't want to spend any more time than I have to.
Yeah.
So we get there. And Deanne had booked a hotel in the downtown area. They got a Hard Rock casino there.
Okay.
Really nice, beautiful casino. Super nice. I was taking pictures next to some Madonna memorabilia. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you were.
Got some Prince memorabilia. Great casino. Bunch of table games. A nice place.
Yeah.
The downtown area was really cool. And we were seeing all these places. Like, oh, that'd be cool to stop at. That'd be cool to stop at. Well, we didn't have any time. And we would have taken tomorrow off if we had known that
there was actually fun stuff to do.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool things to do.
It wasn't shitty like your bro. He just never wanted you to visit.
I think that's it.
Maybe he's just got a bad attitude.
I think that's it, too.
Maybe he just works too much, and he just doesn't take the time to go and see the town.
Yes, exactly. Ugh. I'm like, you're crazy, dude. There was a lot of cool stuff to do. So we ended up, we went to the casino one of the nights, or Friday night.
Yeah.
And then... He married a El Salvadorian gal, so we had a bunch of Hispanic food, and it was really good.
Yeah,
it was really,
awesome.
Really good. Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah, how big of a wedding was it? Like,
I would probably say 75 people. Maybe.
Okay, nothing.
Not huge.
I mean, that's not small. Either.
I think their initial plan was to elope, but
go to the courthouse.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Make it quick.
But I think. Some parents got involved. They're like, no, you got to do it this way. And Everybody was freaking the fuck out. And me being the guy that I am, I said, everybody just calm the fuck down. It's all going to work out.
Uh-huh.
You know, you might not get
the the marriage isn't going to.
Well, the chocolate fountain that you wanted, and I guess somebody's house started on fire while they were trying to cook the food. So there's supposed to be some pollo mole. Chicken mole.
Okay.
But the house burned down or something, so they couldn't do it. I'm like, holy fuck.
Chicken was way overcooked.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit. That was a cool. Well, the tamales that they had were freaking awesome. So, yeah, it was a good time. It was good to check out Sioux City. I'm looking forward to going back and look at the animatronics that they have in their Heritage Center. I mean, ours doesn't even have that.
I think I will put that down. On my list of places to travel because
I like gambling in places I haven't gambled before.
Correct. I just want, like, because if you think about it, a trip within 8 hours is not so bad of a road trip. It's not too far. You can do it if you set off early in the morning. You can kind of enjoy yourself on the day one.
Yeah.
Stay for another day or two, and then drive back, and it's not like a terrible drive or anything.
Yeah,
like,
and we actually in that the first night we actually did Fargo halfway.
Oh, okay.
And we had Fargo, and then shot down, so wasn't bad at all.
Yeah, okay. I will put it on my list.
You should. There's a plane crash that happened there.
No way.
1989, bunch of flight whatever it was crashed. I tried telling my mom.
No survivors?
No, there was.
Oh.
It was Tom Hanks. He was flying the plane.
Oh, that was the one?
He landed it on the river.
Scully? Sully?
Yes.
Sully Sullenberg.
Correct.
I nailed it.
The Somalians tried to take over the plane.
I am the captain
now. Look at me. I am the captain now. And
is
then
that
they,
when?
Yes, of course.
Is that when Sam Jackson came?
Yeah. Oh, the snakes were there.
No. And then after they crashed, after the plane crash, he was laying on the Missouri River and he had a volleyball.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were fucking with my mom pretty good. She was going for a little while. She was like, what? What?
What?
What movie?
I didn't see this at the museum. About?
You are a toy.
When did Harrison Ford come and say, get off my plane?
Yeah, so my mom was a little confused.
That
but
sounds
she,
like
we got
great.
There. But it did happen. I was looking it up, and it was crazy. Like the
New York on the Hudson is what they called that plane thing, I thought.
Oh, with
the Sully.
Yeah, that was the Hudson River D.C.
Wrong location.
Wrong. But I guess I was looking at the plane map. They actually showed a map of the plane or whatever you want to call it. It showed who survived and who died, what seats.
Oh, okay.
And it was like the center core pretty much survived. And then there was people that were maimed around you.
Okay.
And then they show like, okay, this person was minorly injured, majorly injured, and this person died. And then these people died of smoke inhalation. And I would just feel so weird being like the one guy that survived in my row without any injuries. Like, I would think I was unbreakable.
I would think so too.
Bruce Willis, right? Be like, what the fuck? Everybody's dead and I'm all right? Nothing happened?
Would that change your life, your outlook on life?
I don't know.
Probably not. You know? I mean, well, maybe. First of all, you think you were invincible first, and then would you go out and be like, I'm going to save someone, and then...
If a crippled Sam Jackson came up to me after the fact, yep. I might have something to say. Like, okay, this is something.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Maybe you're not invincible. Maybe everyone else is just made of glass.
Oh, that was it. It actually wasn't that bad of a plane crash.
Yeah. It would be terrible if everyone who sat in the emergency seats were the ones who died.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
One's like, okay, when we crash, you got to open the door.
Well, nobody.
You got to put the slide out, and they all died.
Right.
Sit in the middle.
All right,
I think you can learn a lesson.
All right, Cole, I got some for you.
Oh, geez. Why am I...
Right?
Try new food and eating out your mom, but your mom's not here, so I guess we'll do a review.
So yeah, we were in the heartland of America, Cole. And what better way to commemorate the heartland of America than by eating some of their local cuisine?
Wait, okay.
You went to Wendy's, didn't you? You just said it, didn't you?
Their local wet French fries.
No, I'm just kidding. We went to a place called, Cole, you're going to love this.
Come on.
Culver's. Tasty's In-N-Out.
Tasty's In-N-Out.
Yep.
So it's a knockoff. It's not a real In-N-Out burger.
No, no.
And it's not, a tasty freeze either.
Neither. Yeah, yeah.
Was it awesome?
Yeah, actually.
It had to have been better than the real In-N-Out burger because that shit sucks.
No, not even. I don't know. It's an interesting sandwich. You can only get these in the Tri-County area. They're called taverns, okay? Or made rights. They call them made rights in some places, too, in the Midwest. And what they are is a sloppy joe-less sandwich.
Sloppy joe-less. What's that mean? I don't even
know. So
understand.
It's just a bun? Nothing in it?
I guess it's a plain bun.
No.
Wait, you want the sloppy joe? That costs extra.
They call it a loose meat sandwich.
Oh, those are great.
So it's sort of like no barbecue sauce in it, no sauce in it. So you just season the meat and throw it on a bun.
It's like Worcestershire and salt and pepper. Mm. Roseanne did that.
Yes!
That's what her restaurant was.
That's where. Yes. Yeah. They call them Made Rights. Roseanne does it. They're good.
They're fucking good.
I
had that Roseanne kick. I think I talked about it on here where I was watching most of every episode of Roseanne.
Yeah.
And so I was inspired to make them, and then I told Shannon about it, and she decided to make the loose meat sandwiches, and they're freaking awesome.
Okay. They're so great.
Yeah.
I think Cole could get behind it.
Yeah.
So we
cannot get behind Roseanne.
Well, you could.
I could, but I couldn't get it up.
But Arnold would be real. What's his name?
Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold would be really grumpy. Tom Arnold would be really grumpy. But we got to do that. They had this. These onion petals that everybody liked, and I didn't really like them. And then they had a French onion dipping sauce that was actually really good too. So it was a good experience. I was excited to try some of the local cuisine.
Yeah.
And
did you get a cookie ice cream sandwich?
No.
Oh, those look good.
Oh, are you looking this up?
Well, yeah. Did you
oh,
get?
Shit,
oh,
no, I didn't.
Did you get the plate of fries with four potatoes and a soda?
No.
Oh, shoot.
We just got a bucket of fries and a bucket of the onion chips. Two buckets.
Oh, that's what that is. That's a bucket of onion chips right there.
Yep, yep,
yeah. Wow. That looks good, too.
It was. So it was sort of like the big boy experience where you kind of drive around and you do your little drive up. And
they do their classic car night, probably.
Could be. I don't know. It wasn't classic car night when we were there.
Oh, wait. I'm looking at photos. No, that's just like a. those are at Corsica's Corsica's.
Since we're doing the food reviews, I want to review that.
Oh,
what is
this?
This
is Melinda's original habanero garlic pepper sauce.
Yeah,
and one flame on there out of five.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Taylor,
so it's not too spicy.
After the podcast last week, we did that new intro that we listened to today, and at the beginning of the show. And Taylor ordered a pizza, and he busts that shit out. It was it's only got one jalapeno on there, but I give it 5 stars.
Yeah,
for it's not even a green hot sauce, and it's just amazing.
It was really good.
Green hot sauces are my favorite, but this one is like, it looks half red, half brownish,
orange brown.
Yeah, it's good.
Very good.
Well, I mean, what's a habanero is usually an orange-colored pepper, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's probably where it gets. It's made habanero pepper mash. It has carrots in it, too. Maybe that sweetens it up a little bit.
Could be. Maybe.
Is it sweet? I don't know. Vinegar, lime juice, garlic, salt, and citric acid, and xanthan gum. That's the key.
No, so Taylor bought that at TJ Maxx, but I know you can also get it at Walmart.
Good. And I think Dan's, too.
Yeah, okay. That's the thing about buying them at TJ Maxx is you never know.
You can find something you like, but you're never going to find it again.
But you can get it a buck off of what they sell it elsewhere.
Yeah.
There you go. But I think this Melinda's brand has at least three or four.
They have a green sauce. That's like my favorite.
Truffle. They have a truffle.
Hot sauce of all time.
I'm wondering if they have
a pizza sauce, one just for made specifically for pizza.
Is that a green sauce, I wonder?
The pizza one is a red sauce.
Is it really? Okay.
I wonder if they went over to the plastic bottles, and that's why maybe this one was a TJ Maxx.
They have gone over to plastic, but I don't know why.
I thought,
some,
but glass
but some
makes
of
more
them
sense,
are glass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think the glass for the environment makes more sense, isn't it? Like, I thought that's what
so
more
too.
Companies were going back towards glass rather than the plastic.
Yes.
Whatever.
To save the environment.
Yeah.
I took Molotov to Charis and Tequilas.
Oh, yeah.
Last week.
Screw that place.
Oh, it was awesome. We stopped at a different restaurant. I don't want to say which one, but we went and sat down. It was like a seat yourself sort of thing.
Yeah.
We sat there for like 8 minutes and no one came. Like, there was people saw us sitting
McDonald's.
There, but no one came over.
What the fuck?
No, it's like it was a nicer sort of restaurant. No one came. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this place. Like, we're leaving.
We're out of here.
And she's like, sure? I was like, yeah, let's get the fuck out of here. Like, fuck this place. I'm not giving these guys my money if they're not going to fucking acknowledge that I'm here. So
good,
she was talking
gone.
About Paradiso. I was like, man, fuck Paradiso too. I was like, there's nothing good there. And I was like, you want Mexican food? I go, have you ever been to Charis and Tequilas? And she's like, no. I was like, once you go there, you're never gonna want to go back to Paradiso. Not even for your free birthday meal. I was like, you'd rather pay money to have something good than get something free that's shitty. So we went up there, and she walks in, and she's like, "Man, this place smells so good." And we're like,
"Thank
yeah."
you.
And we didn't have to.
Taylor
we
was
only
sitting
had,
there.
Normally, there's a huge wait when you get there because it's always busy because everyone wants to be there. But this time, we only had to wait for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we got a seat, and she's looking around at everything, and our waiter comes, and he introduces himself, and I don't think she's paying very much attention to him because she's like, you know, this place is probably really good because it's a Mexican restaurant, and like everyone who works here is a Mexican. and they know
she
what's
said
up.
That?
She said that. And I was like, yeah, except for our waiter, like the only white dude in the place. He was just talking to you like 2.5 minutes ago.
Hey, said, she doesn't see color.
It was like a guy looks like Conan O'Brien.
He
walks.
He was a goofy looking fucker, but not like Conan O'Brien.
I've been there 3 times and I still have not been impressed. I'll only go there if someone says, hey.
What are you getting? Like burritos and shit?
I've tried multiple things. I try to get, it's just like I've tasted no seasoning on the meat. It's been blah. And that's the same way I got from Los Lunas.
I think there's just something wrong with your mouth.
No,
why didn't you
not...
take her to La Enchilada?
Yep.
Because we went there before it was called La Enchilada. We went there on my birthday 1 year, and she didn't like it. Like, because it used to be called something else.
Yeah.
And then they changed.
It was Molcajetes.
Molcajetes.
Yeah.
And then they changed.
Because Molcajetes was in the mall. And we had gone to Molcajetes. And I'm like, this place is fucking sour cream bullshit. This sucks.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what they did.
They changed the name, and they got their food became so much better. But she still remembers it as that. I was like, now, sometime we got to go back.
Oh, dude.
Now that it's La Enchiladas and try it again. I was like, but we're going to go to this other place because I know you're not going to go in there with an open mind right now. So
yeah. My brother at his wedding had shrimp ceviche.
Nice.
Holy shit, is that good.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And Robbie said there's a restaurant down there in South Sioux City that's their side. They don't serve salsa. They serve ceviche.
With shrimp?
Yeah,
what?
Shrimp ceviche.
Well, that place is out of business now.
Yeah,
but don't come to Sioux City. Never come here.
This
sucks.
Place fucking sucks.
This place is a shithole.
And then you get there, and it's awesome, and he tells you about all these awesome things.
Yeah.
But don't come here.
Do not come here. Yeah. That was a good food review, Cole.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you. I disagree.
With the lot. Wait, well, hey.
I'm not forcing you.
No,
I'm not forcing my opinion on you.
No,
I just think it's awesome.
That's
but
good.
If you don't, that's fine.
Yeah, I know. I know what I know. I will go there again, but not by me picking that place. Only if someone comes to town or something, they're like, hey, I want to go eat there. And I'll go,
Cole,
all right, I'll meet you there.
Cole,
and I'll give it a
shot. Invite him.
Hey, you want to go to Charis and Tequilas with me?
I said, I have people out of town.
When did you go?
On last Monday.
Were they doing some remodeling over there?
It's bigger. It used to be smaller. Now it's bigger.
Okay.
Added an addition?
Yeah, there's an addition.
Okay.
Because I was worried that maybe they, well, not worried. I didn't really care, I guess. But I saw that there was a bunch of shit going on. I'm like, maybe they closed.
They're building a Culver's in front of it. Yeah. Was that the action you saw?
Yeah, maybe that was it.
A whole separate
wing. Yeah, they're doing a Culver's.
What did you order? Did you say what you had?
Better Butterburger.
No, it was
back to at Culver's.
Basically, it's.
Will you get a burrito? And
I can't pronounce it. It starts P A L L I. D something or other. But anyway, what it is, it's a fucking, it's a fajita.
Okay.
And you can get like regular fajita with just steak, or you could get like a different fajita, but this one has all the shit. So okay. You can get, there's steak, there's chorizo, there's shrimp, there's pork, and then there's like onions and peppers. If you ever go with me, we're going to get the mocolette up there. Which is a big fucking bowl. It costs $38, but it's made for two people, and they have like it's the same thing as what I got, but there's more shit in there, and there's like cactus strips, like
and then you
and
take,
those are good.
You take the thing and you squish it all around in the mortar and pestle.
No. It comes in the mortar, but they don't give you the pestle. You just kind of put that shit into your fajita and you fucking
all right.
Eat it.
Well, I will give it a shot. I mean, a lot of more people lately have been talking about it again, so maybe I've just had a few bad experiences. Maybe they got rid of the chef or whoever who was cooking on my previous experience.
It was a white chef. See, it wasn't a Mexican.
Maybe
no
that
salt.
Was it.
No, what did I we went there, and I had heard that they make the guacamole right at your table.
Yes, they do.
Fuck, I went there and they said, "Well, the Abuelita that we have making the guac isn't here today, so we're not doing that." I'm like,
the fuck. Every time I've ever done that, it's been a different person.
Well, the Abuelita was not there. So
is an Abuelita a tableside guac maker?
It's grandma.
Is that someone?
I was going to say, doesn't mean old lady.
Yeah, it's an old lady.
Well, I mean, she's...
No, Abuelita, no here. fuck, I just wanted some fresh guac for the table.
Yeah, we had the girl come over, and I was like, we're getting the guacamole. It cost $10, and it's totally worth it. She's like, $10 for guacamole? I was like... I don't give a fuck. Like, it's awesome. Like, you're going to love it.
You're
and
not paying for... Was she paying?
So I was going to pay, and then she ran over and fucking grabbed the server and made him give her the check. So I was kind of pissed.
That sounds awesome.
Nice. That sounds great.
Cool, yeah. I'll go out to eat with her, too.
Yeah, let's go. All right, and it's a break.
Basically, my sports news.
You only like some sports, don't like them all. I'd rather watch hockey than basketball. Thinks the Super Bowl ain't super great and only like soccer when they yell and go. It's sports with Cole. Don't shit your shorts. It's just Cole on sports. Golf is not a sport.
Yeah, so I got two. That's the first time I played that song in over a year. I got two sports.
Wow.
Two sports stories. One's not really a sports story though. It's about.
He just wanted to hear the song.
Yeah. It's a documentary coming out called "Untold: Malice at the Palace," and it's coming out on Netflix on August 14th. Malice at the Palace was?
No.
It was when
wrestling.
It was when Ron Artest was playing. He was playing for the Pacers, and he was. They were playing against the Pistons, and. Someone fouled him, and he didn't lose his cool at that point. He went and laid down on the announcer table while the other guy was getting in trouble.
Okay.
And one of the Pistons fans got really pissed at him, and they chucked a
hot dog.
Beer, a full beer, and like it landed on Ron Artest.
Yeah.
And he got fucking pissed and went up into the stands, and a bunch of basketball players followed him, and they beat the shit out of a bunch of fans.
Oh,
well, I
and it was
understand
awesome.
Like,
okay.
Okay. Nobody likes to get stuff thrown on them, but like, is beer the worst thing that you could have thrown on you, honestly?
Well, and the worst thing was it was like very close to the game being over. And so, like, it was like, just ignore it, you know? But no, they went and fucked those fans up, and it was amazing. It's one of my favorite NBA clips of all time.
I just want to know if he was, like, just punching random people.
Yeah, he was.
Like,
he was.
He didn't punch. Like, the guy who, like, threw the beer was just like, oh, shit. I got to get out of here. Or go move up a little way so I don't get hit.
I went to Warped Tour one year, and... We went and saw this band called The Gallows.
Okay.
And it's kind of funny because the guy that saying in the gallows at that point, Frank Carter now has a pretty big band called Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes. You might like them.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're watching the gallows, and it was one of the most impressive shows I've ever seen at Warped Tour because everybody jumped into the pit aside from the drummer. So the bass player, guitar player, the two guitar players, the singer.
While holding their instruments?
Yes. Everybody's playing and performing in the crowd. And
it'd be a lot cooler if the drummer was in there.
It would have been
like the whole kit strapped to him.
It's got like this.
It was like four drums and a cymbal.
Like some fucking
marching band.
Marching
thing.
Band. No, but anyway, so they were playing their set, and Frank Carter is this little fucking English guy, right? And a beer got thrown. And Frank. Who the fuck drew that beer? I want to know who the fuck drew that beer. I think some poor schmuck raised his hand. I don't even think it was the kid.
It was me.
And Frank goes up and fucking cold cocks this guy and just starts this huge thing. And he's like, we're fucking out of here. It was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
So they're probably like, great. He fucking assaulted a kid, a 12-year-old at Warped Tour, and now we got to get the fuck out of here.
Who thought like, oh, he's asking like, who gave him the beer? Like, it was me. It's for you, buddy.
It was for you.
You're doing great.
But yeah, you know, I miss those days when they used to have the rhyming themes for the fights, you know, like the Rumble and the Grundle. And I don't know what else did they have? Yeah.
You know, all of these examples.
I'm happy you have so many examples.
I thought there was like a tumble in the jungle or something.
It was the rumble in the jungle.
Rumble in the jungle.
It's a rumble in the jungle.
What was that?
Is that the song? That's a song.
I thought it was a fight. I thought it was.
It's a rumble in the jungle. It was Muhammad
Bungle,
Ali.
Bungle in the
versus,
jungle.
Versus Joe Frazier.
Okay, where was it?
In the jungle.
In the Philippines.
It's in Africa.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, all those times, I miss them. I wish they'd come back.
Yeah, but I miss when professional athletes could like fight. It was awesome. now, like you touch a basketball player and like fuck, they're out for the season because they broke every bone in their body.
I saw LeBron James once. He got his feelings hurt.
Is that after Space Jam?
No, there was this this gal. That LeBron was just walking back to the locker room, and this little white girl was like, LeBron, you a bitch. And LeBron turns around. And then his handler was like, hey, who said that? You don't say that. It's like, what are you going to do about it?
Well, speaking of LeBron James, this is what my second story.
Wait, is this about the heads?
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Well,
let's hear the story. And
which
then
one? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so did you see LeBron James assaulting a fan?
Was it the brawl in the hall?
Yeah, it was the brawl in the hall. No,
the boiler room brawl.
It's such bullshit. They're like, oh, hey, here's a video of LeBron assaulting a fan. It's bullshit. This guy comes running at him, like drinking his hand. LeBron basically takes like four fingers and pushes the guy away, like just gently, and like
one in the belly button too.
and like if he had wanted to, LeBron's like 6'9" and he's pretty jacked for being like 36-year-old dude. Who, like, yeah, he could have probably fucking ripped this dude's head off. He pushed this guy back maybe like an inch and a half. The dude didn't even spill his drink. It's like. And then everyone on the internet's like, oh, he assaulted this fan. It's like, that's bullshit. He didn't do shit. Like, I don't know. People are such pussies.
I feel like if someone's running at you, you have especially, the right to, like,
yeah,
you know, put your hands out in front
ever
of
since,
you.
The thing is, if he had done that to another NBA player, he'd be out for 10 games. Like, he'd have a 10-game suspension. Like, that light little shove, they'd be like, oh, he shoved that guy. They treat it like an assault because the NBA fucking sucks.
Ever since D-Bag like, Daryl got shot on stage, that, I don't know, if a fan's running at you, you got to poke him with four
just
fingers.
Just poke him.
Yeah.
I mean, it was such a light tap.
So wait, who are you in favor of? LeBron
I'm in favor of LeBron on this one.
Wow.
Like, I think he's a bit of a bitch, but still, like, that little girl was right.
You a bitch.
No, I'm on his side as well. I think was this someone's coming at you, especially fast. Yeah. You know, like you, whoa, hold on, back up.
When was this?
It was like after a game or at like some fucking ceremony or something.
It was probably not at a game,
but there was like guardrails up. So the guy, LeBron, was on one side of the guardrail.
Oh, and this guy jumped the guardrails?
No, he didn't jump the guardrails.
He
was running alongside that guardrail. It was like looking like, you know, if he wanted to, he was going to throw the drink out. I don't know what was going on there.
Have you ever watched these players? Okay, here's another great example. And this is maybe we have to go back in time a little bit. I don't know if it's the same thing these days.
Back in time.
But did you ever see when that fuck-ass... I think he did have some mental disabilities. Oh, maybe. Well, it doesn't matter. Wow. But he jumped into the ring. And
the wrestling ring.
Okay. And Triple H fucked his shit up.
It was awesome. He grabbed him and fucking suplexed him and just started wailing on him. The referee had to come and pull Triple H off and then throw the guy out of the ring. It
right. So it's like, why are we not... They should be able to just... And I've seen that on football players too. Will fuck up fans that are running across the field.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Yeah. So
like when a fan runs onto the field and then they just get fucking murdered by a professional athlete.
Yeah,
that's the best.
Yeah. That's and what LeBron puts four fingers on some guy and they're treating this like it's the car crash of Princess Diana, like big deal.
I like the one where the guy tried to get into the penalty box.
Just trying to figure out your comparison.
I like the one where the guy tried to get into the fucking penalty box. And he was like climbing up on the glass, and then the glass fell, and he fell into the penalty box. And I think it was Ty Domi.
Did they fuck him
up? Just beat the fucking shit out of him. And like the announcers are like, I've never seen a fight in the penalty box before. It's great.
Well, that's the thing. Like, what? Get the fuck out of the. You have no business there. But speaking of ripping heads off, there's this new TikTok trend. This is gonna make Cole so happy, I can tell.
Are you going to send him a bunch of clips?
No.
Of
if you notice, I got then. Off TikTok, and I haven't been sending anything to anybody, and your lives are much more miserable for it.
It's been more Snapchats.
Oh, yeah, I'll send snaps. But anyway, there's this new trend, and it came from TikTok.
Okay.
Where this kid went into a store, and he popped, you know, like action figures have their posable heads, right? And they come on like a little ball pivot type of thing.
Yeah.
They go in, and these new Space Jam characters, they pop the head off.
See, we're still on Space Jam. I knew it.
I know it, right? So these kids are going into Walmarts, Targets, Kmarts, what have you, and stealing the heads off of these characters.
Okay.
What, the heads aren't even in a package or what?
No,
what?
It's like one of those 10-inch figures, and, you know, everything's kind of open.
All right.
So they're going in and stealing the heads off of these things, but they're not just limiting it to the
Space Jam ones.
No, well, that they're stealing heads off of all sorts of toys now, but also the big cardboard cutouts for the promotional shit.
Yeah,
they've been cutting the heads off and stealing them. And I'm like, what are you gonna do with that?
You glue them onto your dashboard.
I guess so.
Check out my collection.
Check it out, man. It got 20. But they're selling them on eBay
heads.
And everything. I don't know.
That gives you badass street cred.
I guess. I remember in high school, kids, or not high school, it's middle school, I think more so. Kids would steal hood ornaments off of cars.
Yep.
Cadillacs. There was more points for the more expensive cars. You know, one kid was walking around with a Mercedes. One time, was like, "Oh, got a Mercedes." This kid ended up getting busted. He's wearing it at school like a fuck ass. Like, what the fuck did you think was going to happen?
Wearing it as a necklace?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, you don't drive a Mercedes. You can't even drive.
Yep.
What the fuck is even the point of it? But hey.
I hope that kid grew up and bought a really nice car, and then some kid just like him fucking defaced it.
Just shat on it?
Like fucking keyed it or fucking stole his fucking hoard ornament or fucking broke the windows. Fuck that guy.
There was a time I remember we went over to my buddy Stuart's house, and it was Wee Ship. And in the basement, Stuart had set up a movie theater. Okay? He had a projector. He had staggered seats. It was fucking awesome. And we went down and we watched a movie one night, and we come upstairs and we came over on my buddy's dad's car, his RAV4, and somebody had taken a propane tank and just smashed out his windshield.
God damn.
just what? For. And Clark was like, why would this happen? How could this happen? I'm like, Clark, look at all these cars, man. American. Import. They don't give a fuck about your RAV, your Toyota. Maybe. I have no idea.
I don't know. That was the theory at the time.
I thought it was hilarious.
No, in my younger years, it was gnoming. That's what
taking gnomes?
Taking lawn gnomes. You don't see harmless. The lawn gnomes. It's not harmless. People take their lawn gnomes seriously.
You're talking to Deanne.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell her about your bastard youth.
Oh, okay, dude, sure. We on the way out. She's not here. We should steal
just take
one.
All of her gnomes.
We'll bring it back next week, but let's just take one of her gnomes.
Oh, we could just take them and put them actually in the yard.
And then let someone else steal them.
Into your front yard. They're all on the stairs and stuff.
The only theft that happened that I've had so far was somebody stole my
virginity.
Halloween. Yes. No, our Halloween light. I don't know what that was all about, but they did.
It's a sweet light.
It was a sweet light. Pissed me off.
Okay, so we were just talking about fights and ripping heads.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about professional wrestling for a minute here.
All right.
We're still on
what
sports.
Is that?
That was the sports. We're still in the sports segment. You don't even have to play something.
Yeah. I'll see if I got it. I don't think I have the rest of it.
It doesn't matter.
Go ahead.
So in AEW, Nick Gage had a match against Chris Jericho.
Okay.
And Nick Gage is known for being like a very hardcore wrestler, like hitting people with light tubes and like
the good old days.
I don't know, barbed wire shit.
Oh,
and all
the
that
repo
kind of stuff.
Man, he had that repo hook always under the mat. It was awesome.
So
that was back in the day. The repo man would never have like hooked it into somebody's asshole. That's what we're talking about here.
This guy's violent.
Up.
Oh.
And so in the middle of the match, he uses a pizza cutter to slice
a pizza cutter to
slice Chris Jericho's forehead. And
okay, now time out. This is a
televised match on TNT.
Yeah, this is a regular match. This isn't pay-per-view we're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so it's at that moment. You know how sometimes they can do like the commercials, but like the commercials playing, but they can still like show the sporting event, or they can still show a wrestling match and what's going on.
I wish they would just do that all the time.
So what happens here is he cuts Chris Jericho's head with a pizza cutter, and at that moment they decide to go to commercial.
Was it for Papa John's?
It was not close.
Okay.
It was for Domino's.
Ah!
And so they're still showing Chris Jericho on the side of the screen, just bleeding everywhere out of his head. And the way this Domino's commercial starts is they show a shot of the pizza from the side, and then they go from a top view, and they show an employee, like, fucking slicing it up real fast, like, 8 times. Domino's pissed. And
fuck
like,
Domino.
No way. That was all planned.
No, it was not planned. It was just an unhappy coincidence that they happened to go to this commercial at this time, you know.
Perfect.
And Domino's is threatening to pull their advertising from TNT and shit. I don't know. It's hilarious. Like everything.
I think I'm ordering Domino's tonight. And in the comments, I'm going to be like, that promo you guys did was fucking
with AEW. It made me so hungry.
I just saw the blood pouring out of Chris Jericho's forehead and just reminded me of pizza sauce.
Pizza cutter.
That's funny though.
I'm pissed because I've been Josh has been texting me and I've been like, God dang, I think I need to get back into wrestling again. You know, I want to watch something on a weekly basis in AEW. I'd have to, you know, probably subscribe to Sling again, but I want to do a pay-per-view event.
Yeah.
Especially if the rumors are all true. With like Bray Wyatt popping over.
Yeah, possibly. Who knows?
And yeah, I don't know.
That wouldn't be for like 6 months though.
Why?
Because they all have contracts with no compete clauses for like 6 months after they get released. Or 3 months at least.
I did a Peacock recently, like the subscription plan, and it has a wrestling section on there.
Yeah,
it's all WWE.
But you can watch all their catalog. If you want to go back and watch some of the
My
Repo
Day?
Man.
Yeah, those are the ones that I don't even want to watch.
Repo
really.
And WrestleMania 1, yeah. 2, and 3. You can watch them all, man.
I
They're
might have
there.
To pop on there just to see.
I went to a wedding last night.
Oh, I was invited.
What?
I was invited to that wedding. Really? And Malati, I don't know. We were hanging out with Malty a couple weeks ago, and she invited us.
Taylor was looking forward to it. If he wasn't pre-booked, would have won.
Cole's cousin, who I don't know, or my brother.
Hard decision, I'm sure.
We came down to a coin flip.
Yeah.
We went there, and...
this was in town?
It was in Manhattan at the Baymont. And I was like...
Oh, wrestling.
Ooh, was there a magic show?
Yeah, I was actually talking about that the last time I was in there. There was a wrestling match in the same room as the reception.
And everybody was like, bullshit!
Yeah. No, Gabe backed me up because Gabe was there.
Oh, Gabe was there! He's getting hit on by that old pervy
bitch. Yeah, I was telling my mom about that. She's like, wait... What?
It's
like, yeah, there was a sweaty pig of a woman. No, I didn't say that. My mom would have been pissed, though.
True.
But, yeah, she was a sweaty pig of a woman. And she was hitting on Gabe and rubbing her hand on his face, be like, oh, you're so handsome.
Wow.
That's great. Gabe was uncomfortable as hell.
Was Shay there? It was just Gabe?
Just Gabe.
Okay.
You, me, and Gabe. It was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Malty had... little bit to drink, and then after a bit they started playing the music, and like every fourth song she was like, I'd be sitting there with my family and stuff and talking, and they put a new song on and she just scream out, this is our song. So like we've got like a whole catalog of what our song is now.
Oh wow.
And I had to do a lot of dancing, and then they started playing Man I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain.
And that was song as well.
And I was already on the dance floor with her, and they got three notes into that song, and I just say, nope, I'm out. And I walked off the...
Let's go, girl. You know, I was telling Deanne that I want to cover that song as a punk song. And when we get to that part,
let's go, girls.
And she said, that's really creepy. I'm like, what?
Perfect. That's we're after.
Let's go, girls.
Yeah. I mean, it's like putting the lotion in the basket. I mean, it's pretty close.
Put the lotion in the basket.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Yeah. Well,
it puts the lotion on his skin or else he gets the hose again.
Huh?
Was there T-Pain? Is T-Pain one of your songs?
What? No.
Yeah, did you write down
It was a lot of country stuff. There was the Cupid Shuffle was in there.
That's your song?
What's the Cupid Shuffle? Is that like, slide to the lift?
It's kind of like one of those songs. That's not the right one. But
I don't know.
She tried to make me do the Macarena, but I got
that's
away.
That's your song?
I got away from that.
All of these like group dance ones are your song?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Wow.
And then like
Fishing
there was,
in the Dark?
Yeah, definitely.
Fishing in the Dark. No, she was in. No,
oh,
she
chicken.
Was in the restroom for Fishing in the Dark.
The chicken song.
We did not go to do the chicken dance, and we didn't do that other dumbass one, like the wheel, where like you have three people and y'all link elbows and fucking. That shit sucked.
What is that one?
I don't know.
Oh,
this is the Cupid Shuffle.
Oh, this is the Cupid Shuffle. Oh, he's saying it right there. Oh, okay.
Okay, that's enough of this.
I've heard, we don't.
This is our song, Cole!
Stop playing it, or I'm going to get up and start dancing, you motherfucker.
I just want to dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of dancing done last night. And
good.
I haven't done that in years.
Yeah.
So my hip hurts today.
Oh, that's why you're all winded today.
No, it's because I got fucked up later. After all. I didn't even drink at the wedding because I had to drive back. I had to get her home by 11, and then I started drinking.
I got
shit faced.
Curfew.
I got to hear this song for the first time.
Oh.
And I was really,
this is at the wedding?
This is at our wedding, and because...
At the wedding you went
to. Yeah, yeah.
Is it Bombaleo?
I wish.
I didn't even know this was a song.
It's achy, breaky heart in Spanish. That's enough of that.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, it was fun. Actually, it was. I was hoping they would play. Well, they played Despacito like fucking 12 times.
Was it all non-English covers? Played at the
wedding?
Yeah,
everything. Everything that was played was in Spanish. And I said, play some Selena! And they did.
Oh. They took requests.
That was another thing. So they didn't really have... They had kind of a PA system, but they didn't have a microphone hooked up.
All right.
So I don't know what I was thinking, but because my voice carries, apparently. Because
you like to yell.
The new, I think so. The new sister-in-law was like, we were chatting, and she says, Taylor, would you tell everybody to go eat?
Taylor, I can tell you're a very loud man.
She said, can you tell everybody to go eat? I said, yeah. Go eat! Then she just turns around and looks at me like, what are you doing? I'm like, you told me to tell them to go eat?
Yeah.
And later, Deanne explains. She's like, well, maybe you should have said, the bride and groom would like to announce that it's time to eat, everybody.
Oh, that seems boring.
Boring! Mine was short, sweet, and to the point.
Yeah, did people go or were no. like, what?
They were just like, why is this gringo yelling at us?
And then you yelled it again.
Go! Eat! Now!
That was Andale!
Andale, muchachos! That's what happened.
Cool.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Well, with that, I think that might be all for this week.
Can that be our exit music?
I think so. All
right. For Comic Can Koozie, I'm Cole.
I've had him.
I'm Taylor.